My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Let's catch up on some door odds and ends. When you order a new door, you need to make sure that the hinge and swing direction are correct. This is called handing. Doors are either right or left-handed. I finally had it explained to me in a way that stuck. Here goes. Say you want a new exterior door. If it swings to the exterior, it's an outswing, interior, an inswing. Now, put your butt up against the jamb on the side the hinges go. Now raise your hand in the direction the door swings. Right hand up, it's a right-hand door. Left, left hand. Since exterior doors face the weather, you need to also say if they inswing or outswing. That doesn't matter with interior doors, just handing for interior. Other things you need to know when ordering new doors are how many holes or bores you want. Usually, you can get 0 to 2. None if you want to drill yourself, or if the lock set you're using is an odd size or surface mounts. 1 for a standard knob, 2 on exterior doors if you want a separate deadbolt. You'll need to know your jamb thickness. This is determined by the framing stock used to make up your wall, either 2x4s or 2x6s. A 2x4 or 2x6 jamb assume half-inch sheathing or wall surfaces applied directly to the studs. If you have deeper wall cavities, you can order doors hung in frames built to your exact depth. This is critical if you want your in-swing exterior doors to open fully. If the jamb is too shallow for the cavity, the door will run hard up against the jamb. Not a good scenario. When ordering doors, you of course also need to know the door size and style. You'll also need to specify what type of trim you want. Exteriors most often come with either none, brick mold, or 5/4 flat casings. Interior, most often none or colonial casing. You can make an exterior door perform much better by adding a 3-point lock system. This generally adds $350 to the cost of a door. A more affordable option, and one that yields an even higher design pressure rating, is to use a storm door. If it has an interchangeable panel, that you can have the option of a screen door as well. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.